with our survivors, a lot of folks went into go mode immediately. There's so much to do. Survivors are so busy. And now they have to become experts on permits and insurance and septic tanks and soil samples and things that you would never have thought you were going to become expert upon. You go into go mode and you go, okay, I got to do this first and then this next, and I'll feel it later. I'll get to it. I know I'm feeling it, but I'm going to put it on that shelf and I'm just going to keep plowing through it. And eventually I'll have time to delve into that. Well, 6 months in to an event such as we experienced that was so large and had such a broad scope and affected so many different people, 6 months in, your body says to you, I'm tired of waiting for you to feel this, and I'm going to feel it whether you want me to or not. So 6 months in, we're actually seeing more things than we did immediately. People are getting really bad headaches now. There's a lot of stomach and GI issues happening now. Lots of really strong respiratory stresses, asthmas, coughs that won't go away, things like that. And people are having a lot of emotional consequences now that are starting to just kind of leak. You're exactly right. At 6 months is when you really start to see a lot more. And when we try to be helpful in the words we say to encourage others, but what we would have said before to encourage somebody may not work right now. Telling somebody to get over it isn't exactly helpful.
Right. And certainly I'm sure it's not helpful to say, oh, it's all in your head. This is not, you're not really feeling that. There's nothing wrong with your stomach or your head or your respiratory system. These are things, these are the ways that emotions might come and show themselves in your life.
Absolutely. Stress hormones over a longer period of time have physical effects on the body. It's not in someone's head. It's a thing that's really happening to them. And it's really happening to a lot of people. This was such a large-scale disaster. So many of us were impacted emotionally. Even if we maybe weren't physically harmed or didn't lose a loved one, we still are feeling an impact emotionally, having been through this together collectively as a community. And so a lot of folks are experiencing a variety of different things. It's harder to concentrate. It's harder to remember things and have attention to detail, even 6 months after.
Now, I see that there are some sort of bottom line things that everybody needs to think about every day, the eating, the moving, the hydrating, the sleeping. I like this last part, love, laugh, and connect. Is that something that we can really will ourselves to do?
In a way, yes. Yeah. Self-care is really simple in its concept, but it's hard to do in application. That list you're referring to is what's known as Hauser 5, and it's from Dr. Walker. And he works with a lot of trauma responses in disasters all over the country. But it really is that simple. It's about, am I taking care of my body? Am I getting enough sleep? Am I drinking enough water? Am I connecting to other people? Because that's the most protective thing I could do.